Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy Ceddie J, and man, we are officially back on Blog Talk Radio. As if you checked last week, we had two shows last week, which is on Wednesday and Thursday. Those are the anniversary shows. Celebrate the second anniversary here at Life at Dust Radio, and a lot of great stuff going down. We've changed a lot of stuff since then. You know, the live show now is hot after dusk. You know that we changed a lot of different things. And just kind of just involve, you know, just want to have you guys involved more and more and more. You know, we have shorter shows now. Shows are 30 minutes. You know, we're still going to get it in. Still have to take phone calls. We'll still have music. We'll still have guests. So, yeah, just be on the lookout for that. We got a lot of great things coming up. We got Kai Alexander coming on tomorrow. And he's actually the creator of Potty Mouth TV. He'll be on here tomorrow. And then Wednesday, we'll have a juicy topic and allow some calls to come in, as well as we might even have some blueberry news. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. And we might also have a show on Thursday, too, so be on the lookout. All y'all got to do is to find out what shows are coming up. You can go to dustisles.ning.com, which is the dust spot. Go to the tab, which says After Dusk Sites, After Dusk Media Sites. Go there, and I'll show you Life at the Dust BTR, and you can check it out and see what's coming up. So there you go. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do, well, this is where we're going to the show. We're going to go ahead and play something here in the few, so you got to be on the lookout for that as well. We'll talk about some hot mess up, you know, courtesy of MediaTakeout.com, so be on the lookout for that. And some really juicy stuff, man, especially the top story today. Very juicy story, so we're going to definitely go into that. And also as well, I'll talk about some of the stuff from last week, kind of give y'all a kind of a glimpse of what happened last week as far as with your boy Ceddie J. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And let's see, I want to go ahead and just shout out Miss Computer Lady and shout out my girl LaBella FemMC. Also, shout out to Cities Angels, and shout out to Norbert Northwest Urban Entertainment. Shout out to the Trilateral Radio Group. There's a lot of people that's just supporting the show, continuing to do what they do. And man, like I said last week, it's just crazy to be back, man. A lot of people, you know, wondering, wow, man, you're back. You decided to come back, you know. Yes, I'm back, people. It took a lot for me to think about, you know. I was like, you think about some stuff, and then it just was right to come back. So, heck, you know what? And it just wouldn't be right for me not to start the show off without playing my theme song. So we'll be right back, and just let you know you are listening to Life at Dusk with your boy Ceddie J. Let's go.
After dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ceddie J, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Ceddie J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the Life After Dust, Life After Dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Like I said, that's just to remind you, you're listening to Life at Dusk with your boy, Ceddie J. And man, we got a lot of great stories getting ready to come up here straight from the top. Let's go ahead and go to the top story. As far as the hot mess for today, man, first off, man, y'all know Kanye was, you know, it just wouldn't be Kanye without this causing a lot of craziness. He stays on me to take out the schedule of craziness quite often. And people he's talked to and whatnot. And this time, you know, it's something that's not anything different, you know. We used to him acting the fool, or we used to him, like, having shocking people he's talking to or falling heads over heels over. Well, kind of catch up to speed what's going down. Kanye West is actually talking to a new chick, and this one's is quite famous. This girlfriend this time is famous. You know, a lot of times he makes his girlfriends famous, such as Amber Rose. Let's be real. Most of you girls run out there saying y'all wouldn't be like Amber Rose. Y'all know day well she was not famous until she started talking to Kanye West. And he pretty much a lot of stuff out there just put them out there until they don't talk to each other. So there you go. But this one, wow. This is going to be crazy. Okay, so let me go ahead and catch up to speed. Basically, you know, Kanye West is just talking to R&B singer and rapper Teyana Taylor. And they've been kind of having a flirty relationship for about a year while she was dating the NBA player Brandon Jennings. So that was crazy already. 2 months ago, Brandon and Teyana broke up, and then Kanye and her started seeing each other. According to an insider, it says that Kanye says he was intrigued by her innocence and her body. Ooh, okay. Anyways, learned that he started to be head over heels over her, and Kanye does a whole lot of talking about her, and which is even ironic about the whole case because, look at it, he just signed into a deal and is featuring her heavy on his new album with Jay-Z. So, I don't know, y'all do the connecting the dots. I mean, Rihanna started, when all the stuff was Rihanna and whatnot, you know, how protected got Rihanna, then look, Rihanna got signed to Roc Nation and yes, whatnot. So, you know, I was just connecting the dots very well. The other crazy thing, too, we got looking at here, you know, as far as that, you know, Teyana, I mean, just they showing a couple pictures of Teyana Taylor, and she's bad, man. You know, and a lot of times when they always say opposite attracting, Kanye is just so crazy and off the wall that, you know, it'd be natural for him to be attracted to a chick who has a very innocent about her and, you know, is youthful. So, of course, he's going to be attracted to her. So, I don't know. Let's see how it's going to work. I'm going to say I'm going to watch them for at least a whole 30-day period and see what goes on. Because I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out if I'm convinced yet of this whole ordeal. All right, we're going to go to the next thing. Man, it's NBA players staying in top news today. All right, so next thing is going up. But now me and the woman that NBA baller Kenyon Martin dumped Trina for. And as you go down, and of course you got a picture of Big Keon Martin and Trina right here. And then you go down some more, and they got he's talking back to his ex-wife. Oh, so that's pretty wild, man. You know, and the thing is, I mean, a lot of people it's probably going to be a lot of mixed things going on. You know, a lot of people probably going to hate because they're saying, oh, well, he dumped Trina, she's bad, da 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 da. But it is, but on the other hand, you're going to look at it, and people, or some people are going to look at it and say, hey, that's his ex-wife, you know, maybe they rekindled that true feelings they have for each other, and they decide to get back with each other. As far as where I stand on the fence, I'm going to say that this whole Keon Martin nonsense is that, hey, I'm going to watch that one, too, because, you know, like I said, maybe Trina was just playing the role of really just being his side piece more. You know, his side piece just came off as the main chick, but he really, all in, he really wanted to talk to his ex-wife all along. But, you know, when we all go through those journeys of craziness, that's what happens. And just to kind of catch y'all back up, because some people trying to hate and whatnot, they were married for 5 years, and they have had 3 kids together. Heather has had 3 more children from a previous marriage. And like I said, it's just a lot of things going on. So a lot of people probably don't hate, but I'm going to say congratulations to them. It just shows that, you know, a lot of times you don't see that too much. I'm like, you don't see them see when people are really good. It seemed like he was pretty happy with Trina. But when you usually don't see that, as far as in the entertainment world, they go right back to the ex. So, congratulations to them both, and just much happiness and success to them both. Let's go to other big story. I guess this is, you know, it's obviously something about malfunction. It's like you're obviously going to see a malfunction outfit at least once in the week on Media Takeout. But let's go ahead and catch up to that. Nicki Minaj, she is wearing a see-through tight. And if you look at the picture, you ain't saying that you can clearly see her a junk. Okay, so we're going to the picture now. You know, she has this spacesuit looking thing on. And yeah, you pretty much, yeah, the more you, yeah, when they zoomed in, you can pretty much, even when they were zoomed out, you can pretty much see that if you were right there, you would be able to see a junk pretty good. So, wow. Everybody's acting a fool right now, man. It's the usual suspects. Kanye and Nicki Minaj stay on in trouble on Media Takeout. As far as anything else, I got to go ahead and say this before I go ahead and go to our song for the day, and then why am I playing the song for the day, too. Amber Rose, let's go to this chick who just, you know, this is ironic. She decides to pop up in the top news the same day that Kanye West does some crazy stuff. So Amber Rose has a new girlfriend, and they're picking them in the bed together snuggling. Okay, in addition to boinking Wiz Khalifa, she has her new girlfriend, and her girlfriend looks pretty nice. Pretty, pretty nice. And, of course, you know, a lot of people, like, and the thing is, for those of y'all who are like, oh, I know Amber Rose is bisexual, guys, where have you been? I mean, seriously. It's catch up. That's like me really sitting here and taking the time out of thing, asking myself, was Ricky Martin really gay? I didn't know he was gay all along. That's like me really asking myself that question. And y'all crazy for that. Well, we got a caller. Let's go ahead and go to the caller. All right, caller, you on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Seti J. What's up?
You're a dweeb.
What's up?
Nothing. Nothing much.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Who is this? Who is this on my line?
I don't know. I might be your sister.
Oh, no, I know this is. Is this Goldie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we definitely, before we can go to the music, we definitely got to get your take, because Some two top stories I'm pretty sure that you are definitely going to go in on. First off, man, I was glad you caught it. I was like, I know she got something to say about this one. As far as Kanye West and Teyana Taylor talking to each other, what's your whole take on that? Okay, so Goldie be back on in a second. While we wait for Goldie, we're gonna go ahead and go to the song of the day and come back. Reason I'm playing this is this boy Wild Frame just performed last Thursday. It was crazy. Very crazy performance. Hold on. Back can play yet. She's back in the building. Hold on. We got back in the building. Alright, you back.
Hello.
About
the whole gossip. Are we speaking on the Kanye West and Teyana Taylor?
Yes.
Everyone knows I have four favorite female celebrities. There's Beyonce. There's give or take Kiki from Aquila and the Bees, Alicia Keys, and Teyana Taylor. I love her dancing. And so today she was posting up on Twitter. She was posting pictures of her and Kobe doing their interview. And then she had posted that, like, nobody was paying attention to her because of some rumor. And I was like, what rumor? Are they talking about her or are they talking about in general? And so then I went to go to a media takeout and it's talking about her dating Kanye. I don't believe it. I don't think anybody that actually follows and what Teyana does believes it. So, you know, it kind of made me just roll my eyes at media takeout. And it's coonery. They didn't even have a picture. I thought they were going to have a picture that was showing, like, her kissing him or, you know, or them in the same area.
Like, you something a little bit more juicy.
You know, they're fine, totally.
That's why I told you. I said I'm going to watch this for 30 days to see if, because I don't know. I'm not convinced. Even if they really are, I don't know if I'm convinced about this yet. I'm really no. The fact that they mentioned the fact that he just signed her to a deal, and then she's going to be on a lot of this album coming up with Jay-Z. That it's just too convenient all of a sudden for them to put this out there on media takeout. So I'm gonna keep my eye out on this one because, you know, we hear, you know, media takeout a lot of times. It's like they are, I give them, they are 75% right and they're 25% wrong. So we're going to find out, which part of that they're going to be on.
Yeah, I guess it'll be an Amber Rose. Who is that? Who? Amber? Who? Amber Rose? Who? Stranger?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you what I gotta say about the whole thing. I gotta say about the whole Amber Rose incident. just her period. Now I told y'all I was gonna be good today, y'all, but it's just her. I gotta say something about that. And it's not necessarily her in particular. It's the people. Yet again, these people who. I just laugh at these Twitter and Facebook heads. They put on this for our show for the social network, and then when they get off, they're a whole other person. Like, all these chicks are saying that they, you know, I want to be like Amber Rose because she's so powerful and she's bisexual and all that. And then that's the same thing why some of these chicks are like, you know, Nicki Minaj stuff, they're like running around saying they're bisexual. And I'm just really like, to me, it's all about, is it really that you really are bisexual people? Or are we doing it because it sounds like a trend that, you know, it's like, why, like, when people try to tell me I'm supposed to, like, what is that freaking site? World Star Hip Hop. And y'all know how I feel about World Star Hip Hop. Every blue moon, they put something up I actually care about.
And with the whole playing gay thing, it's like a lot of women that I know that are actually lesbians or bisexuals. When it comes to like people faking it out, it makes them more uncomfortable being themselves. So it's just like these women that's just all out, and It's a difference between having pride and just doing it because you think it sounds good. And a lot of women, you know, that's just with your personal life in general. A lot of people just don't talk about what they're doing behind closed doors, period. So when you talk about it, it's kind of like, oh, they're doing this. They might, you know, it's a preset mind, a conception that is cool or whatever. And so, you know, they like, oh, she's talking out about her sleeping with girls. She's talking about her sleeping with girls. So now these little girls are thinking like, oh, well, this girl's selling millions. Well, maybe I can be cool and da 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 da. Because if I get a chick that's just as confused as I am, you know, then it becomes a different story. I actually know people that are actually, you know, bisexual or lesbian.
I know
this girl has had many children, and she hates her life every day because she wonders, every time that she stoops, you know, she stoops down and makes the choice to actually go out and try and be with a man or whatever, she ends up with a child. She's had three kids. We've been in middle school together, high school together. She's had three kids with three different dudes that it was her first time trying it out, and she was just trying to, you know, trying to make herself look like a dude. And she doesn't want to be. So it's kind of like, based on in those spaces, and it's making, you know, it's making them uncomfortable being themselves because everybody else is being fake about the whole situation.
Right.
So
and
I can't think of it in general.
And right. And that, when I talked, actually, it was crazy when I was on. There's one chalk mom, she reposted it on Twitter every day. So y'all can go to her page, y'all can go check out the interview I did. But anyways, you know, I remember I was actually being interviewed and on a panel as well and everything. And we had, there's one group called Three Minds who, I love those girls to death, you know. And of course, they're lesbians and whatnot, studs, whatnot. But the thing is, what their whole day, we had a deep discussion about this too, and that's how they feel. You know, they were saying like what they don't like is they don't like messing with people who are, you know, the curious. You know how we always, you know how me and you have for the longest always said people are bi curious or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And they don't like. They said that's for one of the most disrespectful things to them. Feel like if someone that's bi curious, it's less worrisome to them. Well, as far as on to the straight people, but for the gay person, it's more annoying because a lot of people hide the fact that they're gay more before they hide the fact that before they say they're not straight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before they say they're straight or whatnot. So that's the thing. And they said they don't like messing with people who are like that. If you understand, because then you're going, when you're thinking that way, then you're just greedy and you're going to screw something up with them. So don't want their minds to be played with. And that's what it is, man. Like, a lot of, like I said, a lot of people are just doing it because they think it's a cute thing to get the media frenzy. And I'm just like, get the heck out of here, man. It's really not that serious. So, yep. I just say to people all the time, man, just do you. Like, quit trying so hard. Like, you'd be surprised and you took the time and did you. Because, like, a lot of people sit on Twitter and Facebook and they get on my nerves. They just, like, when you try to be, like, I always say when people, I tell people this all the time, when you try to be funny on Twitter or Facebook, then you're not funny. You're just not funny when you try way too hard. I just naturally corny. So I just be corny, and I tell people all the time, I'm like, yeah, I just say stuff. If people think it was funny on Twitter, it just happened to be funny. I didn't know it was going to be funny. I just be acting like myself and I'm corny as heck. So whatever I say, sometimes it is funny.
It's like people say I'm bipolar on Facebook. They say every other status is mean or every other status is happy. I was like, well, I said I'm not bipolar, but I'm like that in real life. 1 second, I'll be mad at the world. Another second, I'll just be giddy. That's just me. A lot of people, you know, they go off of what's going on at the moment, how everybody else feeling, and then it turns into, oh, I'm mad because da 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 da. or oh, I'm this. I'm like, did your favorite rapper get up and teach you how to wipe your ass this morning? I don't think so. So, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, everybody is a carbon copy of everyone else. You know, it's just like you're a fake individual. Maybe let's put it like that.
Right.
Like that group individual. It's, you're not, I haven't met anybody in a while that's not, hasn't acted like someone else that I know, or isn't trying to be someone else that I know, or isn't trying to talk like somebody, or everybody that's trying to make up their own slang that's not cool, that just sounds stupid. It's a lot of people trying too hard to get themselves out there in certain ways, but they're not going about it in a genuine or unique way. They're following somebody else's footsteps, and it's like, it's the way they do it is just corny, it's just whack. So I don't know.
Right, and I mean, so I know we got a couple minutes left, but y'all know how Ball Talk works. They give you a couple more minutes after whatever it says, so we go voice our opinion still. As far as what I wanted to say too, like that goes to what you just said is now. It goes to the play of this whole foolishness on Facebook and Twitter where I'm watching people, and I got a new phrase. I'm gonna start saying, "Stop refilling the haters on." Gas tanks, man. Y'all refilling the gas tanks every 5 minutes with more stuff for them to be to drive around and just hate, just leave trails of hate on you everywhere they look because you getting the ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching on Facebook and I'm sitting there, I'm watching this bickering going on, and to me, especially when you're in the, I don't care if you're a public guy or not, you gotta. There's a difference between being real, and there's a difference between be careful what you say. Some things are just not a smart thing to say. Like, it's just like, some things are just like real stupid. Like, complaining because of the way somebody else is doing something and versus how what they're doing to you. I mean, there's no purpose, no reason because they're doing it. I literally watch somebody complain because somebody was doing something that's working. But what they're doing is not working, so they're mad because what they're doing they feel is better, so it should be working. You can't hell on that. If it's working, then it will. Everyone has different motives or how they want or what their final objective things are doing. And one of the things that was being discussed was popularity over money. I watched the discussion, and you know, like, I'm not gonna name call people, but people can listen to the show over and over and over and over again. And see, I don't try to hide this stuff. I just tell it like it is. And here's the thing: as a person who is a part of myself, one of the things when you are first getting started out, you have to, in order to be able to do it right, you got to have a name for yourself first. You got to build a name for yourself. So you got to. So what happens is you make it to where. Whenever your name's been built up, you don't, like, for instance, if an artist is being booked, an artist is being booked at $1,500. That person was being booked at $1,500 because they had popularity, but they weren't super big. But then that artist gets signed and videos on MTV and stuff, and then they are worth like $30,000 for each show. The point that was they still had the same potential and still same music that they had before. But what makes them different is, as far as that, is the fact that they had to build up popularity first and then focus on the money. Because if you don't, then people aren't going to support you. And so that's just the thing that's going down with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your take on that as far as popularity versus money?
Most people that are making money today are individuals, basically. Regardless of, you know, even with the Lil Wayne thing, as when he first came, everybody was comparing him to Jay-Z or whatever. Lil Wayne has his own sound. Drake even though he sounds like Lil Wayne at times, he has his own sound, and he songwrites. He's a better songwriter than most people that I'm, you know, that are in the game at the moment. So it's just kind of like, you know, everybody that's out right now is, unless they've been put on, it's because they're an individual. Even Stranger Carrie Hilson. She never came out with, you know, even with her little Turning Me On and all the extracurricular stuff that she's been doing lately. She's not as what she could be because...
All right, y'all, since we get ready to close, I want to finish with this. In everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember where there's a J or there's a U, through God, there is a way. We're going to be closing out with my boy Wild Friends Magnum, and we'll be out.
Like Michael Jackson, boy, I beat it, 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 beat it. She grabbed her ankles and I beat it, 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 beat it. Yeah. I pull up to the club, clean in a neck matching the wrist, fit matching the wheel. I see these haters watching, I ain't worried about this. Got a couple goons with me, but tonight I'm not gonna trip. I'm looking for a bag, and I don't want no model. I'm